This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You don't have to tell me, but I know that you gain resolve each and every day, more resolve. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. More resolve. You get it. You understand it. You're like, you know what? I'm sick of these leftists. They are driving you insane, but it isn't driving you to go, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. We're defeated. You're not that at all. I see your videos. I watch my Twitter feed and I see people, you know, young white girls going, you know what, I've had enough. And young white boys going, you know what, I'm done with it. You're not lessening, you know, getting more like, oh my gosh, sheepish. You're getting more resolve. You're getting more, you know what, it's time to fight. I've had it. Now you may say, Kevin, yeah, you're seeing those people, but you're not seeing the ones that are demoralized. You're not seeing the ones that are going, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. I hear from occasionally from them, but you know what? I don't hear that total defeat in their voice. Nope, I don't. I hear, you know, I'm just kind of getting to the point where, yep, they're brewing. They haven't made it to where these other young whites that have finally said, you know what, I never get on camera, but I'm so mad right now at all of this nonsense and this and that and Black Lives Matter and my life matters. They're starting to get it. They're going, I'm not going to kiss anybody's boots. I don't have to kiss boots. Good for them and good for you. And I don't know what part you've played in it. I don't know whether these are your cheerings or grandcheerings. I don't know where this is coming from, except I have to believe that America has within its DNA this thing that says, I've had enough. We did it to the Brits. It took taxing tea, but when we finally had enough, we said, you know what? You've taken away all of us. You're taxing everything to pay for all your nonsense, your kings and your queens. We've had it. We don't have kings and queens here in America. We got ordinary people, and we just want to drink our tea, and we don't want it to be taxed. And that was what it took. I don't know what it's going to take. Is there going to be some sort of a moment in American history now where we finally go, you know what? That did it. They taxed my underwear. I don't know what it's going to be. I just know. I feel it. It's here. It's here. You should be happy. I keep telling people this. If the Democrats kept doing it incrementally, just this little bit here. Oh, y'all push back. Okay, no problem. A little bit here. We'd find ourselves just slipping along. It might take them another 100 years. Pelosi would be still in the Congress, you know, with formaldehyde holding her up. I mean, Weekend at Bernie's, but it would take them a while. But this, you know what they did? They said in 2008, we got them. We got them. We got it all. We got the crooked judiciary. We have the Senate. We have the House. We have our black president who's a puppet. We've got big money behind us. We've got it all. Yep. And the problem was they didn't expect what was going to happen. They didn't expect Barack Obama to be as bad as he was. But more, forget all that. They didn't expect you to do what you did in 2016. They had lined it up, man. They didn't care about pick your champion. How many did we have? We had 16 people run something crazy. They said pick anyone you want. Oh, you know what? We'll help you. Let's get this guy, this billionaire. It's got all these problems. He's divorced. He's filed for bankruptcy. He's bragging. He's egotistical. He's got skeletons in his closet beyond belief. Let's help you get him. And we chose him. And you know what he did? That sucker disrupted the system to such a degree, they may never recover. That's what's happened. It took 4 years to get to the point where we recognize the level of corruption that's in our government. Give Trump another 4 years and he may very well stamp it out. And I believe, I'm about to get preachy. I believe in God's wisdom. He goes, there is nothing they can do to stop this man from having a second term. There is nothing. Yep. I'm one of those who believes in something bigger than myself and a higher power. And I believe that higher power said to us in 2008, I'm going to give this nation what it thinks it wants. And in 2016, he says, I'm going to give this nation what I know it needs. And that's why you got Donald Trump. He's here to clean house. No, there's no president I know who has brought more biblical sense back into the government than Donald Trump. And we don't always agree. Donald Trump's probably, on DACA, I can tell you, I don't agree with Donald Trump. I think he's being way too lenient on DACA. He's going after him, but not to the degree that I think he should. But you know what? I'm going to leave it up to the Lord. Because I think he knows exactly what he's doing with respect to Donald Trump and leading this nation. Oh, man, it's going to be a fun day today. There's rumors circulating about indictments. Have you guys heard this? We have two clips. One that we got before where they actually list the indictments, and it's speculative. I'm telling you up front. I'm not even trying to verify the information. But then there was another one that was on Fox where the guy says, yep, indictments are coming. So we're going to play both of those. And you can decide for yourself. For those of you who are new to the Kevin Jackson Show, that's what we do. We do not decide the news for you. I give you my opinions. If you like them, take them. If you don't, don't. If you're somewhere in between where you want to take some but you don't want to take the others, it's okay. It's all the same price. Yeah. It's all the same price. You ever been in a store where it's okay, here, free for all. Go for it. And when you leave and you check out and they go, that'll be free. Go ahead. Take it. That's what we are. What else we got? Ooh, feminist. Feminist attacking Fox News. Maybe that's what we tackle next. Because that's an interesting one for me, having been fired from Fox News over a tweet about feminist liars. I refer to them as lying skanks. And I say this affectionately because they could have been called far worse. By the way, where is Blasey Ford? Where is Swetnick? Where is Gloria Allred? Anyway, we'll talk about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of crazy stuff to discuss today. Joe Biden, then and now. Ooh, those are ugly for old Joe. Joe Biden then, Joe Biden now. New evidence about the FBI and Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. You can find out more about us at thekevinjacksonshow.com. I know we make it tough for you to pass it along. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. So, Kevin, do we put the in front of it, or is it just Kevin Jackson Show? Yeah, you need to put the. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Pass it along. Growing little by little, incrementally, but let me tell you, the journey of 1,000 miles is a long way. No, I'm kidding. Begins with the first step. That's what they say. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. As I said, lots to talk about. Indictments coming. We still got the Wu Flu pandemic that's going on. And what are you going to do? I anticipate lots of lawsuits coming up. I'm telling you, I've been talking about it for quite a while. Terry McAuliffe, he's back in the news because of something he said about Joe Biden. It won't surprise you. Keith Ellison, AG, the Attorney General for Minnesota. He's giving some women tips on who you're going to call in the event of some egregious act happening to you. Yeah, because, you know, there is a war on the police still brewing, as you guys know. Right now, I want to talk about the war on men from the feminists, the misandrists, those who hate men. Just because our genitalia is on the outside. There are women out there who hate you just by virtue of your sex. Yeah, your gender. That's it. You're a man? Oh, okay, there you go. There you go. What? Said Martin Luther King? Content of character? I mean, there are some bad men, but there are equally bad women. Equally bad. I'm just going to give you the facts. Don't get mad at me for giving you the facts. Equally bad women. Women who will kill. Women who will plot the death of their husbands to get insurance policies. Don't act like it doesn't happen. Oh, no, that's only men, Kevin. Yeah. Men, look, I watch all these cop shows. Men kill because I don't want to give up half my money. I get it. Women kill because they want to get it all, too. They will kill a, oh, prenup? Yeah, right, whatever. Yeah, they would, could not, I mean, now I'm talking about leftist women. Leftist men and leftist women. The occasional conservatives will do something bad. The occasional ones. But as a rule, the left, they look for ways to get you. Family's worse. Hit the lottery and watch. If you're a leftist, if you hit the lottery, I don't care whether you get a raise at work or you hit the Powerball. Watch how your family comes to you. And watch what happens if you don't give it up. They will be plotting. They make movies in Hollywood over this stuff. People plotting to kill each other's family. What was the last one I watched? Where the old man's going to die and he leaves them all out of the will. It was actually kind of a funny film. But yeah, boy. Leftists will. Woo, to get that money or to get power, they will. Don't ever believe. I was going to do a deal one time where my company was going to get like $2 million to hold some product and move it through an 8A contract. And I was working with this brother who was the contracting officer. And I found out later that he was conniving to set up his own company in order to do it. And you know what stopped him from doing it? He wasn't going to have enough time. Your company had to be in business for a certain number of years, and he couldn't do it. But I found out this dude, his name was Tony, real smooth brother. And he would have meetings with me because he was the minority contracting officer. And I go to meet with him, and he's smoothing me up. But he was just trying to set it up on his own. Yep. As Obama would say, that's how white folks would do you. Well, that's how Tony the brother was trying to do me. Anyway, the deal didn't go through for anybody. But this is a guy that was my friend. We had, I can't even tell you, we were close. Had done a lot of business together. And then this deal comes up. And it was $2 million. And he was like, that's my price. He was ready to take it. Anyway, the feminists have targeted Fox News. Now, this isn't the first time because they targeted Fox News when I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and they decided, you know what, Fox News, we're gonna make you think that this is a big issue. So they got the bots going, and of course Fox fired me, and that's their prerogative. But now they got rid of, wasn't it Ed Henry? Ed, and I don't know whether Ed did this or not. I think Ed probably didn't. I was looking at the women that have accused them, and yes, they are part of the hairy underarm crowd, because they were not very attractive women, and they're accusing Ed Henry of rape and all this stuff, and now they've added Sean Hannity and Tucker to the mix. Yeah. Now, Ed didn't have a chance. I can tell you this, because see, Ed had a track record of this. It was like Gloria Allred had a sleepover. And she said, okay, girls, who do we want to go after? And they were like, Ed Henry, he's already got a track record. So Ed needed to have one of those tracking apps on his phone. Or what do they call it, where they trace you with this new WooFlu? He needed that. Because that's the only way a guy's going to be able to get out of a situation in the future is if he puts himself on a leash, an electronic leash. And he says, nope, I went to the grocery store, then I went to the dry cleaner, and you can see from my time stamp that there is no way I had time to even slap the butt of this woman, as she claimed, and where was her phone? I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to have to be on a leash. You travel, you got to have your keep your plane ticket. There will be a file for men where you literally go, nope, I had a plane ticket. Well, you had 2 hours in the air. Who did you molest while you were in the plane? Nobody. Nobody. I had my camera on. I had my cop cam. So you know exactly where I was sitting the entire time. And don't have a glitch. They don't have a glitch, you know, a 15-second glitch where you could have, you know, made an some comment that, hey, your hair looks really nice there, young lady. Whoa! I'm just saying, it's a different world out there. You better tell your young boys, put that app on their phone that tracks them everywhere they go. If they're going to be with a young lady, they got to have the video app working, the video cam that says, I, of free will, want to give a kiss to Kevin. Okay, we can kiss now. I mean, you better document it. And then keep your papers with you that says, you know, if it's going to go farther. We have mutually agreed hereby with the clauses that say no defamation. You know, you got to have that non-defamation clause in there and stuff. Just saying. It's a different world. The only way guys can get out of the situation. It reminds me of that movie with Michael Douglas and Demi Moore, where she's the boss and she tries to molest him after, you know, they've been around for a while. They used to date. Disclosure. That's the name of it. Disclosure. Anyway, so now Hannity and Tucker are caught up in this whole thing. And I don't think they did it. Personally, I know them both. They're very good guys. But we'll see. But it's the feminists coming after guys, right? And you get it. You're like, I don't believe it. Because you've got resolve. You now understand the game.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 15 Democratic mayors from some of the country's largest cities are demanding President Trump pull out federal law enforcement from Portland, Oregon, and not send more police to other cities as he has threatened to do. There is a lot of misinformation floating around that these federal agents are not identifying themselves, but according to CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan, that's not the case.
This is a baseline of all the different identifications that they have. So first and foremost, you see clearly marked that they are part of the Customs and Border Protection. The second line of marking is it shows a component within CBP that they're associated with. In this instance, Border Patrol. Clearly police. It's marked on the front and the back. Every single agent.
The Trump administration is giving a nearly $2 billion contract to Pfizer for 600 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. is ordering the closure of China's consulate in Houston. Beijing saying they will respond if the decision isn't reversed, but according to Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, this is the right decision.
So this consulate is basically a front for, it's kind of the central node of a massive spy operation, commercial espionage, defense espionage, also influence agents to try to influence Congress. You know, they use businessmen as fronts in many cases to try to influence members of Congress and other political leaders at the state and local level.
An earthquake is causing folks to be on high alert, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A powerful earthquake has struck Alaska's Aleutian Peninsula. It was a magnitude 7.8 quake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck shortly after 11 p.m. Pacific time and was felt as far away as Anchorage. There have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, it's a shopping list. So you got to pay close attention. And if you need something redone, just say stop, and I'll do it over. So, Loretta Lynch, indicted. 3 counts, conspiracy to overthrow the government. 2 counts, obstruction of justice. 3 counts, lying to Congress. Sally Yates, 3 counts, conspiracy to overthrow the government. 3 counts, obstruction of justice. John Brennan, 3 counts, conspiracy to overthrow the government. 3 counts of lying to Congress. 2 counts of lying to investigators. 1 count of conspiracy to commit treason. 3 counts of obstruction of justice.
Pause there. Who was that?
John Brennan.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure everybody got that big name there where you heard conspiracy to commit treason. That's this stuff is jumping up the chain very quickly. Go ahead, Mike.
James Clapper, 3 counts conspiracy to overthrow the government, 2 counts of lying to Congress. CIA operatives indicted, no charge. Four CIA operatives indicted, no charges listed, which means that I wasn't given those and I don't have their names. James Comey, 3 counts conspiracy to overthrow the government. 6 counts of perjury, 4 counts of obstruction of justice, 4 counts of falsifying government documents. Andrew McCabe, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 2 counts of perjury, 3 counts of lying to Congress, 1 count of falsifying documents. Bruce Orr, 3 counts of conspiracy, what the conspiracy is unknown, but it's 3 counts of some kind of conspiracy. I don't have the actual charge. 1 count of falsifying documents. Baker, indictment, charges unknown. Struck, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 4 counts of perjury, 3 counts of falsifying documents.
4 counts of falsifying documents on Struck?
Struck, 4 counts of perjury, 3 counts of falsifying documents. But he's still subject to another grand jury.
I know.
A lot of these guys, yeah.
I'm trying to do the math on, it's not because the counts matter to me. What I'm trying to figure out is, okay, so if he's got those 3 counts falsifying documents, which 3 documents would Strzok have been in a position to falsify? That's where my brain's going.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to put the pieces together. Go ahead.
All right, Page, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, three counts of perjury, one count of obstruction of justice. Rod Rosenstein, five various charges, exact unknown at this time. Susan Rice, illegal use of government systems, three counts of perjury, one count of obstruction. She's also subject of, another grand jury as well, so
yeah.
Most of these are. Yeah, except for Struck Page, and I think, except for Struck and Page, and Baker. The rest of them are even Comey and McCabe are subject to other grand jury still.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a guy, he was doing a show, a video show, and apparently he's got some insider who is giving him the scoop on the various indictments that are going to be led down. And now I saw something that said, oh, no, it's going to be low-level people, and Durham is going to disappoint us. And I don't know if that's the case or not, but that's what some people are saying. So that doesn't sound like low level to me. He says Loretta Lynch, lying and a host of other things, so she's getting it. Sally Yates, overthrow of the government, obstruction of justice. John Brennan, lying to Congress, conspiracy to commit treason. I mean, these are very serious offenses. Clapper, overthrowing the government, lying to Congress. Comey, conspiracy to overthrow the government. Perjury, falsifying documents, and multiple counts here and there. I mean, look, I was thinking about this, and I said, I was thinking about it with respect to sanitizing, because, you know, we got all this woo-flu stuff, and everybody's cleaning things up, woo, spraying the chairs as soon as you get up, and all this. And I was thinking, what a joke. If this thing, and I'm going to go into this a little bit later, but if this thing were that dangerous, do you really think we could sanitize it all? But I thought about it in the context of the Democrats. There was a cleaner. You remember Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction? They had a cleaner. The guy that comes in, he cleans up the mess to where it looks like nothing ever happened, and it doesn't matter what it takes to get it done. This is the guy that they pay to do it. You ever saw the movie Shadow Recruit, where Clancy goes to Russia? It was another one of these Clancy films that was supposed to be played by Harrison Ford, but he got too old. Anyway, the guy goes into a hotel. Guy tries to kill him. They shoot the place up, and when they send in a cleaner, and when the guy's done, the hotel room looks exactly like it did before it was shot up. Mirrors broken, sinks broken, the whole deal. He brought in an entire crew. It looked exactly the same. And the only way you knew is the smell of paint. Because they have cleaners. People that go in and fix this stuff. And that's what Comey was supposed to be. That's what Loretta Lynn. These people are supposed to know how to connect the dots. How to make everything go back to where it looked like nothing ever happened. That is what was supposed to happen to us. We were supposed to be, the Democrats were going to have their cleaner, Comey, and we were going to go, boy, America, we get justice in this country. It is amazing how much justice there is, and we were all going to feel good about it, because you're supposed to be able to trust the FBI. How dare you question the integrity of the FBI? Remember all that? Oh, Mueller, he's above and beyond reproach. Jim Comey, he must be the straightest guy in D.C. They're all described this way. There is no corruption. You can't possibly believe this, America. We would never do this to you. As Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, John Brennan, James Crapper, Clapper, I meant. Or maybe I did mean Crapper. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Bruce Orr, James Baker, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Rod Rosenstein, and Susan Rice, and probably many others. And the reason why I don't know if you're going to get low-level people is because these people are probably the ones turning state's evidence. Here's Fox talking about the same thing, though. I don't want you to think that this is limited to just a conspiracy guy on a show. Because Fox is talking about it as well. Do we have time for the clip? No? Well, we probably do. Let's hold off. Because I still got some fabric to put around the fringes. We got to put a little thing around the quilt. So Anyway, this guy, here's what I would ask you about what the guy said. Does any of it seem unreasonable? I mean, again, I don't even know the guy's name. The guy mentioned him. He says, yeah, Mike. He calls him Mike. I don't know who Mike is. So it's tough for me to go, oh, it's Mike who used to work for the NSA or the CIA or whatever. But he's an insider. And the document he has, it appears that, I mean, unless it's a pretty elaborate ruse, he sells me on it. It sounds, it isn't just, you know, one of these, and now we got the radio, the Martians have landed, you know, and it's not like that. It sounds like it's legit. And I have the, because I know what the other clip is, it isn't very far off from the Fox clip. So my question to you is, and you know, I'm going to play the Fox clip in the next segment, but do you believe this is possible? Because I'm listening to the guy, and I know what you probably weren't taking notes, but because I was trying to as he was talking, the lying, Loretta Lynch lying to prosecutors and lying to Congress, overthrow of government, obstruction of justice, perjury, falsifying documents, conspiracy, all sounds legit to me because I'm telling you, all of that occurred. Would any of the indictments, as he was reading off the indictments, I was thinking, yep. Yep, that certainly fits Clapper. That fits Brennan. That fits this person. So, going with it for just a second, and I'm going to talk to the leftists that listen to the program for right now, because I've been asking this before. What happens when you find out that your guys are not telling you the truth, that they're lying to you, and they've been lying? And for the record, many leftists already are there. They're already upset because they've learned, one, Barack Obama was not nearly as good a president as they've been led to believe. Two, the economy that he built was fragile, and Trump proved it by making it grow. Not only once, he's grown it twice in less than 4 years. I don't know if you've noticed, but things are going pretty well for him. So many of these people are coming to the conclusion that these folks seem to be lying. They're also connecting the dots on the very things that you and I talk about every day, and they're going, you know what? Those conservatives that I thought were kooks, they're starting to make more sense. I think this is what's happening. And I think that it bodes well for us because and I think this is going to come up pretty quick now. I don't think we're going to drag this out much further, but this bodes well for us as they see this play out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
A Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In the previous segment, we were talking about a guy who was on another program. And he was reading off all these indictments on various people, big names. I didn't hear Obama, but everybody else in the food chain for the most part. Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey, Andrew McKay, Bruce Orr, James Baker, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Rod Rosenstein, Susan Rice, and others that we, I mean, those are the ones he read off. And it was a litany of bad news. I mean, we're talking about lying to Congress, conspiracy to overthrow the government, obstruction of justice, perjury, falsifying documents, conspiracy, and on. Bad stuff. Bad news. Welcome back, by the way, to the Kevin Jackson Show. Good news on that. Yeah. Welcome back. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Yes. Are we getting closer? It seems to be. So anyway, this guy's talking about this, and I told you guys, I have no way to verify that. It certainly speaks to the common sense in me saying to you guys, they can't hold this back much longer. I mean, how much, if I were to say to you, clean your home and make sure that there are no germs in there for the next person, that, you know, unless you're in a hazmat suit, you can't do it. If you're just doing it, okay, I'm going to wipe off this. Well, the rag you touched is now dirty. Well, it had disinfectant. That doesn't get everything off. And even when you have disinfectant, you wipe it off. Do you then take that and wipe something else? Or do you re-disinfect before you do everything? Watch these people as they clean the restaurants and stuff and ask yourself if you feel like it's still clean. I was at a restaurant. They're spraying down the chairs as soon as people leave, and they're doing it all by the, and I could easily tell you, yeah, but they're still breathing through this mask that's porous. So that stuff's still getting there. She wiped with the same rag, the same chair. So she wiped off one thing, then she wiped the next somewhere else. You know, she just, it's like almost like they're spreading the germs around. So I go to the bathroom, I use the bathroom, wash my hands, you know, touch whatever I touch, and I'm not, you know, I don't have a mask on or anything. And I'm thinking, did anybody run in behind me and clean? The answer is no. So the Democrats, this is their problem. They've got a lot of dirt, and they're sanitizing and spraying and masks and hazmat suits and all that, but they're still leaving a little bit of a trail. And you know who's following up on that trail? John Durham, at the request of A.G. Barr. And now it appears we're getting close. And I'm going to play this other clip in a second. There's an article that it was new evidence that the FBI planted people in the Trump administration, and Judicial Watch got 136 pages of never publicized emails between Strzok and Page. Now, here's what I always wonder. Why is it we didn't just get everything at once? Democrats claim they wanted us to have a core dump. We want to, Adam Schiff says, we want the truth to come out. We are not going to do whatever. They obstructed at every turn. So now we get another dump of information, heavily redacted. And the one part that's critical is Strzok wrote, I heard from, redacted, about White House CL briefing routed from, redacted. I'm angry that Jen did not at least CC me, as my branch has pending investigative matters there. This brief may play into our investigative strategy. I would like the ability to have some visibility and provide thoughts, counsel to you in advance of the briefing. This is one of the reasons why I raised the issue of Lane's responsibilities that I did when you asked her to handle White House detailee interaction. So what they're saying is they had people inside of the White House, and I wanted to be aware of all the stuff that was going on so I could be briefed. I could brief people about it correctly. So there's a whole issue there between Bill Priestap, former assistant director for counterintelligence, and what it appears to be was an informant in the White House. Now, explain this to me, how this is going to help Donald Trump thwart the Russians. There is no explanation except that these people lied and connived. Let's play the next clip. This is the gentleman's name is Guy Lewis, and he's talking about criminal indictments as well.
We'll see in the next 30 days federal criminal indictments coming out of the Durham investigation. I think it'll be an overarching conspiracy that charges obstruction of justice. It charges submitting false information to the FISA court, false information during the course of the investigation. And frankly, I think you're going to see, as has been suggested by the Attorney General, charges relating to illegal spying during the course of the Trump campaign.
And the American people see this how, or at least how should we see it in terms of what's at stake here?
Frankly, I think you're going to see, look, in my experience, having done this almost 20 years as a prosecutor and now almost 20 years as a defense lawyer, I've never seen anything like it. truly, and I've handled, was participating in one of the largest espionage investigations here in the country when we did it in South Florida a few years ago as I was U.S. attorney. This is going to be something we've never seen before.
And, you know, again, it's a presidential year. And when you look at this through the litmus of, well, does this meet kind of the standard for what people should be focused on before an election? Why try to get this done before that point? Or do you just let it go? What informs the facts? What makes it a case that matters most? To rush into this? And maybe it's not even rushing. I mean, you tell me.
Well, that's a great question, because the investigation has been going on for about 2 years. We've seen both Michael Horowitz investigate internally the employees within the department, and he issued a scathing report about the FBI and their conduct.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So that guy's name is Guy Lewis, and he's a former prosecutor or something. So, again, sort of an insider's view, I'm presuming. I certainly don't have it. Welcome back, by the way, to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't want to imply that, you know, I've got some kind of, you know, contacts inside that can do this or that. That's not who we are. I mean, occasionally I do get some people whispering in my ear because, you know, I do have a little bit of national presence left. But I'm not, you know, Bongino, where I was Secret Service and, you know, and that's my deal. But I do have a lot of common sense. And I can connect the dots. And as I said, we played a clip of a guy saying essentially the same thing, but he went into much more detail. And now we have a guy saying in the next 30 days there will be criminal indictments. They will be overarching. And it seems to fall in line with what this other person said. Now, the guy that I saw, Guy Lewis, he was on Fox. I don't even remember who this lady was. I thought it was Laura Ingraham, but it didn't sound like her there. But anyway, whoever show he was on, you know what? I think it was Martha McCallum's show, but somebody sat in for her. But what I'm getting at, people, is by the time something gets to Fox or major media, you pretty much know they've had to vet it to some degree. They aren't going to let this guy on to say, I think this is going to happen, without saying, let us see your paperwork. Let us know what we got to know, a little bit of inside information before we're going to give you this public platform. So he's saying obstruction of justice, false information, providing false information, illegal spying during the course of the Trump campaign, which is essentially what Trump alleged, and yada, yada, yada. So where are we at now? We're in July, late July. We're talking this stuff happening in August. Right? Just in time for the election. And so whoever the moderator was, she says, you know, why are we rushing into this? Which I found interesting. You know what? This might not have been on Fox. It might have been on like CNN or MSNBC. But I'm telling you, it was mainstream media. That's the point. And why are we rushing? And he's like, rush? Well, he says that's a good question. I didn't think it was a good question because we weren't rushing into anything. We're at the tail end of many years of going after Trump, 4 years of it. And now we're getting to the point where the jig is up. Guess what, Democrats? You can no longer sanitize everything. That's not going to happen. And that's where we find ourselves. No more sanitization. You can spray the mist. You can wipe down the chairs. You can wear the mask. But you know what? You left a little bit too much evidence. He says, I've never seen anything like it, because there's never been anything like it. An ongoing investigation into nothing. When the real investigation is, why did these Democrats do this? Why did the level that they went through to get rid of Trump is about to come to the fore. And if I were Democrats, I would be very afraid. Yeah. Don't you love it? Told you we would get here. I know it seemed hard to believe, but we're finally there. Well,
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.